Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I have a pretty obscure character. I hope you enjoy it. I thought it was pretty cool. It's not a very big one, but we'll get into it. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way. The information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Instagram and X under Super Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on YouTube and TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. Now, I would really appreciate it if you went and followed, liked, subscribed, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff, commented on videos. It would mean a lot to me. I post superhero memes daily, so your support would go a long, long way. But with that being said, I am going to be talking about the Malibu turned Image Comics hero, Prime. Now, fun fact about Malibu. Malibu was initially publisher of record for Image Comics from 1992 to 1993. The company's other imprints included Adventure, Aircell, and Eternity. Malibu also owned a small software development company that designed video games in the early to mid 1990s called Malibu Interactive. So they were all in, like they were fully invested. But Prime, his real name is Kevin Green, and Prime began his heroic activities attacking a gym teacher that was molesting Kelly, a classmate Kevin has a crush on, I'm sorry. Next, he attacked a drug dealer and terrorist from Somalia. A scientist named Dr. Gross began the search for Prime and captured him with the help of his minion, Dewey. Dr. Gross reveals to Prime that he intervened in his creation when he modified some babies years before as a part of a government program. Prime became enraged by the revelation and fled. Full of doubts, Prime tried to meet his idol Hardcase and went to Hollywood to search for him. However, he ended up meeting Prototype, an Ultra. So if you guys remember Ultraverse, that's from that. An Ultra that acted as a spokesperson for Ultratech. The two young heroes did not get along and fought. Prime proved stronger but caused a fire and fled. Later, Prime fought a demon that took the form of a cartoon character and was recruited by the US government for a special mission on the moon. He later met Colonel Samuels, who tried to use Prime as a weapon. He experimented on Prime's body, transforming it to a space-resistant version of himself. Prime was ordered to travel to the moon, and when he arrived, he saw figures of his parents and his crush Kelly trying to control him, and was finally convinced to protect the mysterious entity of the moon. Various Ultras like Hardcase, Choice, Mantra, Prototype, The Strangers, and The Solution arrive to the moon in search of the identity. Minions of the villain Rex Mundi arrive too and fought Prime. Prime almost lost consciousness in the middle of the battle, but was rescued by Mantra. All of the Ultra heroes discovered the source of the jumpstart effect, which has been granting people powers all across Earth. Alongside other Ultra heroes, Prime protected the entity, a crashed alien starship that was causing the jumpstart effect. From the attack from Mundi's minions, it was soon allowed to return home. Whew, I'm sorry if that reading was a little rough. My contact decided to shift and it was just making everything weird. Okay. Now Prime, at this point, returned to Earth, followed by Prototype. In Earth, Prime confronted Dr. Gross again, and with help by the sorcerer Mantra in the battle. He was recaptured by Colonel Samuels, and worrying about his son, Russell Green hired the private detective Alex Swan, whose alias was Firearm, who infiltrated the army base of Samuels and rescued Kevin. Prime, impressed by Swan, decided to create a new form of his Prime body, similar to Swan, with a scar on the face, calling himself Rogue Prime. Defeated, Colonel Samuels took his life. Later, Prime formed part of Ultra Force and fought the subterranean warlord Adelon. Prime had the idea of forming the team after listening to a remark from Hardcase and began recruiting members. He ended fighting Prototype again, and in the aftermath of the invasion of Adelon, Prime joined other heroes and presented to the President of the United States in the White House. When Hardcase was being defeated by NME, Prime arrived to save the hero and destroyed the Mechanic Menace. Shortly after, Prime was attacked by the serial killer Rafferty. Prime and some friends went to the God Wheel. Prime and Prototype met the Marvel hero Black Knight when he arrived in the Ultraverse, and Prime and Prototype battled the hero, but they overcame the misunderstanding, listening to the story of the Visitor. In the crossover with the Avengers, Prime battled Thor. He also met the Hulk and Captain America. Kevin was lost in the Marvel Universe and befriended Spider-Man, and then there he transformed briefly into a spider-themed Prime called Spider-Prime. Prime had his last solo fight against Lord Pumpkin in Brazil. Afterwards, he joined Ultra Force in the final assault against Demon Seed, and a Spider-Prime version of the character was last seen in the Spider-Verse event. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of information on him. Like, okay, so he was experimented on as a baby by the government. I would go as far as to say that the parents didn't know. Like, it was probably something behind the scenes. But what do you guys think? Like, there's not a lot to this character. Let me get into his powers, and maybe that will help kind of form a better image of some of his history. Now, his powers. Kevin transforms into Prime by projecting an organic liquid flesh material from his torso. The liquid flesh then shapes itself into a tall man with exceptionally large and defined muscular development. Prime can then revert to his teenage form by destabilizing the outer body into a mess of protein goo, either consciously or when his Prime body's energy reserves run out. When this happens, Kevin must pull himself out of the body's remains or risk suffocating. As Prime, Kevin possesses tremendous strength with unknown limits, once lifting an entire outdoor gym with relative ease. His resistance to physical injury is also exceptionally high, having survived a close proximity explosion of several nuclear warheads. Prime can also fly at Mach level of velocity, although all of Prime's powers are modeled after traditional superpowers. These limitations are defined mostly by Kevin's subconscious aspirations. So basically, he is as strong as he wants to be. He is as strong as he needs to be given the current situation. That's... Okay. So that, I guess that's how you beat him, right? Now, in fact, it is frequently suggested that the appearance of the Prime body is formed mostly by Kevin's subconscious. Many of the features of the Prime body are taken from Kevin's role models, such as action stars and comic book superheroes. Another Ultraverse character who shares a similar origin, Elvin, is a fan of ElfQuest comics and creates a body for herself that is a mishmash of various Tolkien-esque fantasy elements. The face of Prime also bears a striking resemblance to Kevin's own father, Russell Green. In effect, the Prime body reflects Kevin's own attitudes towards heroism at any given moment. As such, Prime's physical appearance has changed numerous times. Common elements exist among the different Prime bodies, though, such as the stylized P resting somewhere on his chest or cape, or some metallic adornment such as chains or gauntlets. Some of his forms include the First Prime, a Prime body obviously inspired by comic book superheroes as well as local bodybuilders from Kevin's home state. As the first Prime body, it defines the visual template for the other Prime bodies. The body possesses extremely developed muscles and prominent veins. The costume is made up of a large red cape, red pants, gold gauntlets, calf guards, and chest plate, and features the trademark stylized P on both the cape and the chest plate. So, you know what his costume reminded me of? It reminded me of the updated He-Man costume. Like, you know, where he was a barbarian, then he wore some with kind of like long pants and stuff. Like, it was like that version. But then we have Space Prime. Space Prime is a prime body meant to withstand the harsh conditions of outer space. This design was force-fed into Kevin's subconscious by military scientists working for Colonel Samuels. The epidermal layer has been transformed into a hardened shell resembling some kind of metallic alloy. Designed to prevent the body from expanding in the vacuum of space, a set of air tanks exist in the subdermal layer. The gold gauntlets, calf guard, and chest plate remain, as well as the P insignia on his chest, but the cape is absent. And in the Ultra Force cartoon, it was Contrary who suggested to him changing form. Now we have Rogue Prime. Rogue Prime is a prime body inspired by rugged individualistic heroes such as a gun-toting anti-hero Firearm. This body also sports a series of gold chains around the waist and a set of spiked armbands and headgear. Are you looking at my headgear? Sorry. Tattoos and piercings are also notable, as well as a scar on the right eye. The color scheme is radically different, with the P insignia being black on gold, and the vest being dark blue rather than gold, and leather gloves replacing the gauntlets. In the Ultra Force animated series, Rogue Prime is created when Kevin falls under mind control as well as from his inner doubts. Final Prime, which isn't actually the final one, but it's one of them. Final Prime is a prime body that reconciles the values of Rogue Prime with the inspirations of the first Prime. The visual appearance is closer to that of the first Prime than the Rogue, where the cape, gauntlets, and all but sections of the cape and pants mix blue and red. Hints of the Rogue Prime exist in the form of tattoos, albeit much fewer in number than in the Rogue Prime body. There is a slight amount of arm hair, also a residual element from the Rogue Prime body. And lastly, we have Spider Prime. Spider Prime is a prime body inspired in part by Spider-Man. When Kevin was trapped in the Marvel Universe, he only had half his power. When he tried to become primed up, he became a massive slime and unable to control himself. When he tried to help Spider-Man fight the lizard, he changed into Spider Prime. This form was a smaller version of Prime with a face mask and gave him 6 arms. Kevin transformed twice more into a variant version of Spider Prime. However, the body he claimed was not Spider-Man's anymore, indicating that somehow the first Spider Prime may have been a direct imprint on Spider-Man. The second Spider Prime, like the first, had a red and blue color scheme, much like Spider-Man, along with the mask with red around the eyes. But it also included gauntlets and a massive golden spider on the chest, along with boots to match the gauntlets. The second Spider Prime had no extra arms except for a singular use in battle when the primary Prime body, which was one use only. Both of the second Spider Prime transformations enabled Kevin to use webbing. Wow, so basically that transformation altered his power set. At least for that. So basically, from the way it sounds, his powers are whatever he needs them to be. It's not just that he's as strong as he needs to be. His powers are whatever he needs them to be. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me, but I'm also thinking in comic logic. But what do you guys think? Let me know. Like I said, you can catch me. You can email me directly at b4, so b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and you can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Now, for YouTube, I would really love it if you liked, subscribed, hit the notification bell, commented with fun facts, with things about the character you would do, things I may have missed in the history, aspects of the character you like, or if you have requests for future episodes. I would love to hear it. I would love to be a part of that conversation with you, because maybe I can make it into a future episode. But let me get into fun facts. Prime was a recurring character in the short-lived Ultra Force cartoon show, where Hardcase acts as his mentor, as he is the only one in the team who knows that Prime is actually a teenager. And he constantly bickers with Prototype, usually insulting him because of his lack of superpowers. Prime's team faces off with other Ultra Force villains such as Rune and Lord Pumpkin. I found the Ultra Force cartoon. It's on YouTube under a channel called Orbital Bacon. This dude puts up old cartoons from the 90s and stuff. Like, hours and hours of cartoons. It's pretty awesome. But check it out. Prime was one of the action figures produced by Galoob's Ultra Force line. Prime also starred in a Sega CD disc published by Sony ImageSoft, bundled with Psygnosis' Microcosm video game. Though marketed as a video game, Ultraverse Prime is actually a multimedia CD, which includes digital copies of 12 issues of the Prime comic book, video interviews with Prime's creators, some concept art, and a beat-em-up game. The disc, however, received a negative review from GamePro. A pistachio Prime was included among the Army of Supermen in Final Crisis number 7. And on October 8th, 2002, Marvel Studios announced movie deals for Submariner and Prime with Universal Studios, while Universal had the Hulk movie in post-production with a then-expected June 6th release date. In 2003, Marvel's earnings report wrote that its status was to be determined. No progress was ever made with the adaptation of Prime and is presumably canceled. But you never know, maybe after 20 years, I'll be like, yep, here it is. We've been working on something somewhat mediocre for 20 years. But what do you guys think? Let me give you my final thoughts and we can go from there. So Prime kind of seemed like what Shazam would have been if it was done in the 90s and wanting to be extreme. I actually was not a big fan of Prime, even though Shazam is my all-time favorite hero. So what should be done with him? Like, should he stay in the background? Should he come back forward? I don't know. I don't really think he should be in the background, though. But what if there was, like, an evil version of him? So this is going to be, like, kind of like a separate movie, maybe not in the MCU. Like, let's take this property and completely separate it, okay? But I would like to see it kind of like a mix of Venom and Shazam. Like you have this kid, he gets the powers of Prime, but he doesn't like get the humor or anything like that. He just gets the pure power and freedom that comes with it. Like, he doesn't care about doing good for people. All he really cares about is the same thing that most kids his age care about. He cares about what he wants and how he can get it. He's super powerful, and when we see the Prime metamorphosis take him like Venom, you know, where it just kind of like the goo, I guess. But here's the kicker. Like, with this, he can't be stopped. So what's to make him change back? Let's give him a super realistic attitude with it. Like, he can be cynical, he can be full of revenge and out for himself. Something like this could really be cool to see. Probably more so than what they did with Brightburn, because this guy can literally let himself go with any frustrations that he may have and that any of us may have. Like, the frightening thing about this version of Prime would be the fact that he can say all the things we've ever wanted to say at some point, and he can do all the things we may have ever wanted to do at some point with little to no consequence. Like, what's to stop someone with all that power and no real conscience? I tell you, it's a pretty cool sounding movie right there is what it is. You know, one of the things about Brightburn And I was comparing the two movies because I like the dark turns sometimes in Heroes. Brightburn, he grew up, but he still, when he looks in the mirror, he's still that kid. He's still that kid that's like, yep, you know, I've got to look at myself every day. The thing with Prime is that he metamorphosizes. He changes his appearance, and it's based on his subconscious. So he can theoretically, if he did something and he starts feeling guilty, he can swallow it and change his appearance and be someone totally different if he wanted and do all the stuff. Basically, I'm not saying all kids are bad. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that when you're 13, you know, 12 to 15 years old, hormones are going crazy. And if you don't have to hold back, if you can do whatever it is that you want, wouldn't you, at that age? Because there's an immaturity there, but it's not like, oh man, you're being so immature. It's like, they're subject to their own bodies, basically. So that's what I'm seeing. I am seeing someone that absolutely doesn't have to look in the mirror at himself. He can be whoever he wants to be and do whatever he wants to do. And that is the scary part. But let me know what you guys think. Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can email me if you want. It's B, the number 4, it also b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes every day. I post a weekly meme review, and we're doing a lot of stuff. Also, check out the TN2M YouTube channel, where we've actually started doing the sit-down stand-up comedy show, which has gotten really good reviews so far. So help us keep that going. That would be great. But I think that's going to do it for me here. I'm anxious to know what you guys think. But in the meantime, be blessed, be happy, be safe, be smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.